So if this question has been running in your mind on how much money to spend on Facebook ads to fill up your webinars, this is the podcast for you. I want to be going into the 6 steps over here, right from the checklist. What should be there in your webinar lead magnet? How should you create your webinar lead flow? The campaign structure, the metrics and benchmarks, and I'm also going to show you how you can maximize the juice out of your Facebook ads. So keeping that in mind, let's dive straight in. So at this point, as I'm recording this podcast, I've spent close to $100,000 on Facebook ads, testing various types of campaigns, various type of demographics, and some of the ads have actually gone down, some of the ads have come up. A couple of my ad accounts also got shut down. Been through the drill of getting back into compliance and bringing those ad accounts back in shape. So I've been through the snake and ladder game of the Facebook ads journey. And now I've kind of hit the sweet spot, and this is the reason why I'm recording this podcast, so that you don't make those same mistakes and you just follow all the steps that I'm going to be mentioning over here. Okay, so keeping that in mind, let's start off with the first point, which is the first step of the whole game is the checklist. So before you start running ads for your webinars, just ensure that you have these 4 items on the checklist checked off. Okay, so the first thing is you need to have a dedicated business manager. Do not run the ads from a personal Facebook ads account. 2 is have a proper landing page system. In my case, I use ClickFunnels, and there's a link in the description below. Go and check it out. You know, set up a free account. It's one of the best tools out there. 3 is have an email marketing system. I would recommend GetResponse. I would recommend ConvertKit. I'm currently using ConvertKit, which is really cool, and you can go and play around with it and see how it is. Okay. Now, if you're using a GetResponse account, that's also fine. It's really nice for you to start off with. But once you're having a big number of lead flow, a lot of leads in your system, it's good to have ConvertKit because you can do a lot more automation in that. And 4 on the checklist is you need to have your Facebook pixels. So you need to install your page view pixel on the page on which people are going to land on, and have a lead pixel on the thank you page after the lead information has been submitted. So the first piece before you even start running Facebook ads is to ensure that your business manager, your landing page, your email system, and your Facebook pixels are all installed properly. Okay, let's go to the second step now. Now the second step is the actual webinar lead magnet. The lead magnet, the webinar lead magnet, I've always told, is the most powerful lead magnet, because you can literally get many people in one go coming to your room, your webinar room. And that's where you can convert maximum number of customers in one go, rather than spending doing one-to-ones and so on. So for a webinar lead magnet to be effective, there are a few things that are important. One is the hook of the webinar, or the title of the webinar. So suppose I'm going to be doing a webinar on digital coaching. Just having digital coaching formula will not cut it for a webinar title. You need to give in the actual details over there. So I can say the 3 secrets to turn your knowledge into a super profitable business. Okay. Now that could be something which is more attractive than just having a title saying digital coaching formula. So the hook should be there. The hook should ideally be a headline which can share either 3 secrets or 6 steps on to achieve whatever goal that they want. But again, you got to make sure that these headlines are compliant with Facebook guidelines, where you're not making any claims, you're not throwing any numbers out there, like how you can make, say, $10,000 in 2 months. Facebook will instantly flash all of those. They'll flag those down as make money opportunities. So it has to be more with an intent where you're actually giving value to the audience and they're finding it attractive. Okay. So the hook, the description, and the design of the page matters a lot when you're designing the lead magnet for a webinar. So the second step is the webinar lead magnet, hook, description, design. The third step of this whole piece is the lead flow. How are you really going to get them to the webinar? Okay. So before I even get to the point of how much money to spend on Facebook ads, that is actually not the point. The point is, how are you going to be creating the journey of the customer before you even send traffic into that? Because if the journey is smooth, then whatever money you spend, it'll actually have some value. Otherwise, it's just like driving traffic into some, just burning your money down there, down the drain, okay? Or just washing it down the drain. So the lead flow has to be in a way where people feel that they are getting a lot of value at every single part of the funnel. So let's say you're running a Facebook ad. What I do is they come to the landing page, they get into the email list, and parallelly, I also add them into other forms of communication. So on my thank you page, I get people into my chatbot, my fan page chatbot, because the email open rates, the average is between 10 to 20%, depending on how your relationship with your list is. But chatbot open rates are much better than email open rates. So keeping that in mind, you could have a chatbot, a many chat opt-in form on the thank you page after somebody registers on the main landing page. And what I also do is, in the first mailer that goes out, more from a customer journey perspective, the first mailer that goes out is like, I thank people for registering for the webinar and I ask them to join my Facebook group. I have a Facebook VIP group so that I can engage, interact with people and also add a lot of value even before they come for the webinar. So for example, if I was going to be doing a webinar at 9 p.m. tonight, at around 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. in the evening, I would go on Facebook Live or I would share some blog article or go share some really valuable piece of content to the members of that Facebook group, telling them that, hey, check this out before we can meet tonight at 9 p.m. So what essentially, you know, I'm doing right now is pre-framing them and giving them a lot of value even before they come in. So they would see, if they see that I'm able to be, if they look at me as a value giver, even before the webinar, then there's a high chance that they will show up in the webinar and they would also make a decision to buy in the webinar. Whereas if you're not nurturing them with high value content, then one is the show up rate will be very low. And two is they may not even, you know, see the value with what you're offering. So it's all about, you know, pre-framing. So just to give you a recap, the lead flow should be more like they come to the landing page, they give their details, they go to the thank you page, you send them to the chatbot, and the first email autoresponder can get them to the Facebook VIP group. And if you want to do SMS email reminders, that also is possible. You can do SMS reminders. And sometimes I also do a survey. Like I can, after 1 hour after they registered on for my webinar, I would send them a link just to ask them to fill a survey, just so that they also know well what they're getting into. It's more like a pre-qualification kind of survey. So these are the things that you can do from the lead flow to prep them up before they come to the webinar, so that one, they show up, and two is they're ready to make a decision. So I've still not come to how much money to spend on Facebook ads, okay? I'm going to come to that just in a bit. The step four is you need to design your campaign structure, okay? And if you have been running Facebook ads till now, then you would understand a terminology called CBO. CBO stands for Campaign Budget Optimization. Okay? And even if you don't know what this is, the way that Facebook is structured their ad campaigns is basically into three levels. Okay? So you can create an ad campaign. So for example, if I'm creating a campaign for my webinar, I can call it the webinar campaign. And under the campaign, I can have different ad sets. So each ad set can target a different group. So maybe one ad set can target people in South India. One ad set can target people in North India. One ad set can target people who are outside India. So you have basically three ad sets under this, under the main campaign. And previously, Facebook used to have a separate budget that we could set for each of these ad sets. But campaign budget optimization is where you can actually set a campaign budget. So I put a budget on the main campaign itself, say like 5,000 rupees per day. And that 5,000 rupees, or say $100 per day, it would get easily distributed between these three ad sets that is under that. Okay. Now, under each ad set, you can have multiple ads. So the step four, why I want to explain this, is before you can even start to spend money on Facebook ads, you need to understand what is campaign budget optimization. You need to keep your budget on a campaign level, and you need to have a particular format for you to create these ad sets. And let me now tell you the ratio which really works well. Okay. So if you're going to be spending thousand rupees per day, okay, we're looking at very small budget. Don't go really high. don't spend too much on a campaign budget when you're starting off your ads, okay? If you're going to be doing 1,000 rupees per day, ideally it'll be good to have 3 ad sets under that same budget and 2 ad variants, okay, under each ad set. So you can maybe have a South India, North India, outside India, and under each of those ad sets, you can have 2 ads. Maybe one is a video ad, one is an image ad. So what Facebook will actually do is this 1,000 rupees, what has been set as a campaign budget, it will be distributed across these 6 different ads. We're looking at 3 into 2, right? 3 ad campaigns and 2 ads. 3 ad sets and 2 ads. So 3 twos are 6. So this 1,000 rupees will be divided between these 6. And Facebook will optimize that campaign based on, you know, how the response is. So the whole ad targeting is a totally different ballgame. Once you're inside my level 2 program, you'll understand exactly how to structure these ad campaigns and stuff like that. But I just want to give you an idea in the step 4 in this podcast is you need to structure your ad campaign from a campaign budget optimization perspective, and it has to be divided based on this number what I mentioned, okay? So on a max level, my recommendation after testing a lot of ads is not to spend more than 5,000 rupees per campaign. So if you're going to do 5,000 rupees per campaign, you could even have up to 5 ad sets and 2 ads in each. So a 5,000 rupee budget would be divided between 10 ads for Facebook to optimize it. Now, if you have a much bigger budget to spend on Facebook ads, you cap off each campaign at 5,000 rupees, and then you go much further down to create more number of campaigns with the same 5,000 rupee as a cap off. That way, you'll be able to optimize it better. And I'll tell you, out of personal experience, I've even spent up to 90,000, even 1 lakh rupees per day on some of my campaign budgets. And whenever I do that, I would easily see my cost per lead and everything going up proportionally. And Facebook ads are, you know, they're all, it's that's how they work. Okay, so you need to keep this in mind to keep your campaign budget capped off at 5,000 per day. Now, if you have a budget more than 5,000 rupees per day, then it only means that you need to create another new ad campaign to run that. Okay, so now let's come to step number 5, which are benchmarks, metrics, and benchmarks. Till now, just to recap, what do we cover? I gave you the checklist. I gave you the key pointers for your webinar lead magnet. I gave you an idea on the lead flow. Then I also gave you an idea on the campaign structure. Now let's get to metrics and benchmarks. Now, if you're going to be running a campaign within India, then the average cost per lead is 50 rupees or less, or it can even be more depending on your target market. But that's not the magic number that I normally look for. But it's good to keep that as a first benchmark. 50 rupees per lead. That's $1 a lead. If you're targeting, you know, other countries like USA and other places, then it's going to be at least 3-4 times the cost. So you may even spend up to $4 or $5 a lead, depending on, you know, which city or country you're targeting. So the tier one countries are definitely more expensive. So currently coming to India benchmarks is 50 rupees per lead. There are, I know some of my friends, really kick-ass marketers, who are able to bring it down even to 10 rupees, 11 rupees per lead also in some cases. But I would say on the top side, I mean, it should not go more than 100 bucks a lead for India. Now, in some cases, in some of my campaigns, my lead cost has gone up even up to 150 rupees per lead. But my conversions have been much higher because it's more like refined targeting. So the magic number that I look for is my cost per customer acquisition. So if I'm going to be spending 1,000 rupees and if I'm going to be getting 4 customers out of that, okay? So my cost per customer acquisition is 250 rupees. Now that is a magic number. But if I'm spending the same 1,000 rupees and if I'm generating more number of leads, but I'm generating only 2 customers from that, where my CPA is 500, then scenario 1 is better than scenario 2. Okay, so just to recap, when you're going to be doing the benchmarks and metrics, keep 50 rupees per lead as the benchmark to start with. Your average show up rate for a webinar is kind of like 20%, if you ask me, average. But depending on how well you follow up with them, you can bring it up even up to 30%, even up to 40% if you do a good job in your lead nurturing part of the game. Okay, Now, in a webinar, if you're going to be selling a product and if you learn my selling process that I train inside my system, many of my students convert about 20%, between 15-20% and above in webinars. But let's say the average conversion percentage for a $100, $200 product in a webinar is anywhere from between 5 to 10%. Let's keep 10% as the average. So, for example, if you're going to be spending 10,000 rupees and if your cost per lead is 50 rupees per lead, you would be generating 200 leads. Okay? Now, from the 200 leads, if you keep a 20% show up rate, we are looking at 40 people who would show up for the webinar. Okay? Who would actually be there. And if you're going to be looking at a 10% conversion rate over there, 40 into 10% is looking at 4 sales. And ideally, if you're going to be selling a product at 5,000 rupees, you're looking at 5,000 rupees into 4, that is 20,000 rupees in revenue sales. So, by spending 10,000 rupees on ads, if you're going to be generating 20,000 rupees in revenue sales, that's like a 2x ratio. Fantastic. Now you can actually, you know, scale up much further. Okay. So that is the first benchmark to keep in mind, is to 2x your return on ad spends. You can do much better than that if you go to step number 6. Okay. Now step number 6 is how you can maximize the juice from your Facebook ad spends. How can you do that? And the only way you can maximize the juice is by building funnels. Like, for example, if you're going to be just selling one product, there's not going to be much happening there. Like in my case, whenever I sell my it's a $100 product, okay? When I sell the $100 product at level 1, I have a $200 product in level 2 where 30% actually buy from level 1 to level 2, and that is not a part of the return on ad spends calculation over here. Okay, so the only way to maximize the juice is by building an ascension funnel where you're going to be offering something of a higher ticket value from the point that they would buy your product. Okay, the second way to maximize the juice of your ad spends is to nurture tribes, to nurture digital tribes. Like, I do mastermind sessions with all my paid members on a weekly basis, and that really motivates them to go and buy more of whatever I'm offering them based on the funnel that I've actually set up. So nurturing your community will help you increase your return on ad spends. 3 is offering high ticket programs will maximize your return on ad spends. 4 split testing will increase or will maximize your return on ad spends. Okay, split testing landing pages, split testing ads, and split testing your offers also. Okay, and finally, one of the most important factors that most people miss out is adding content value before they even come for the webinar. Okay, and I've already told you this earlier on. If you're going to go on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, you're going to be posting videos on, on YouTube, or even posting podcasts like this. Like this particular podcast, I don't think anyone has gone to this level of depth to share the 6 different steps over there. Okay, you know, in the most simplistic form. Now, if you've been taking notes in this podcast, amazing. I think you've got the entire thing in front of your eyes right now. Okay, but if you've not been doing it, go and listen to this podcast once more. In fact, as I bring out these different points, just write it down. When you write it down, you'll see it visually, and then you'll be able to actually connect all the dots. So why am I doing these podcasts is because I want to add a lot of value to people even before they come for my webinars. Okay. And if you're already in my inner circle, that's awesome. But if you're not in my inner circle, you would understand. If I'm going to be giving you so much of value right here, imagine what kind of value that you're going to be getting inside my webinar and inside my actual products. So that is what the organic content value add should be doing before you bring them to your webinar. So in essence, the question that many of you might have had is how much money to spend on Facebook ads to fill up your webinars. The more detailed answer is this: you need to have a checklist, you need to have your webinar lead magnet optimized, you need to have your webinar lead flow optimized, the lead generation lead flow. Number 4 is you need to have your campaign structure optimized based on the budget that you have. 5 is you need to have these benchmarks and metrics at the back of your mind And finally, you need to know how to maximize the juice and maximize your return on ad spends with the tips that I just gave you. Only then you can have effective profits in your business after all ad spends. So that's my my take on Facebook ad spends. There's a lot more to learn. In fact, even I'm continuously learning on this journey because the game is also continuously changing. But if you found this useful, I would like to invite you to my next live webinar. And all you need to do is click on the description below. There is a link over there. Or you could go to sidz.co, sidz.co /freelife, freelife, for you to get in to my next live webinar where I'll be answering questions. Now, before you come to the webinar, just ensure that you watch my pre-webinar orientation video so that you get a perspective of what you're going to be learning in the webinar. Because in the webinar, I'll be answering questions live and giving more insights on how you can build a business without any office or employees, leveraging the power of systems, leveraging the power of digital products, and leveraging the power of automation to make all of this work for you. Okay, so ultimately, I want you to live a lifestyle of freedom, to be able to live and run a business from anywhere in the world, and so that you can spend more time with your family, impact a lot of people, and make a lot of money. Okay, so I'm going to be signing off right now. Please share your comments below if you've been listening to this in my blog post below on what were your key takeaways from this particular podcast. Cheers, God bless, and have a super day. Take care.